defences that ran all the way across the narrowest part of Italy between Gaeta and Ortona. It was an awesome piece of military engineering, the most formidable defensive system encountered by the British or Americans during the war. The natural defensive advantages of the mountainous terrain had been accentuated by the Germans by removing buildings and trees to create fields of fire. Elsewhere, the natural caves of the area had been extended and defensive positions reinforced with railway girders and concrete. Dugouts were created, linked by underground passages. Rather than a single line, the defences were multi-layered, with positions planned from which to launch instant counterattacks on frontline areas lost. From November 1943, Hitler took a personal interest in the Gustav Line, ordering that it be upgraded to fortress strength. A dam on the Rapido was blown to divert the river. The entire plain in front of the monastery, already soggy from winter rain, became a quagmire. The Germans had the time to survey every possible route of attack and take countermeasures. Everywhere there were nasty surprises. Any seeming cover for attackers was mined or booby-trapped. On the 24th of January 1944, British and American bombers dropped leaflets on the defence.